opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la Sriracha. Chicken with Sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Well, good morning, State of Jefferson. Here we are on another beautiful Sunday. Our temperatures are up. Summer has definitely shown its face here in the North State, especially here in Shasta County. We broke 100 degrees for the first time this week, and it is definitely upon us. I know our Jefferson brothers and sisters down in the South have been getting hit with the thunderstorms and some late weather, but thankfully, so far, we've escaped the start of fire season, which is good for us up here in the North State. So, I am the bear this morning, and we'll be flying solo. The mouse had some family issues that needed to be taken care of, so you're stuck with just me today. And a good day it ought to be. Got some things that we want to talk about and discuss, and some thoughts that we're going to kind of put out there and see what people think. If you have anything that you'd like to contribute today, it is KCNR 1460 AM. Phone number is 530-605-4567. Call in, let us know what you think. And just kind of wanted to dive in, like we usually do, on a couple of the things that California is up to. One of the big things that seems to be going on is the vaccination thing is blowing up on a state level. The state of California has decided to mandate that everybody has to have their children vaccinated to attend public school. And what's going on with that is that the state will decide what vaccines are mandated, what vaccines aren't mandated, that your child shall have these vaccines outside of the purview or the decisions or the opinion or the thoughts of the parents. If you read the bill, it actually specifies that the state of California Public Health Department can also decide at a later date what your kids will be shot full of and what they won't. There is a lot of people that have an issue with that, understandably. The argument seems to be over liberty and not liberty. And to many people, it's even if you support vaccinating your child or you don't, that should be a decision that's left to the parents. And one of the arguments that's going on with that is the amount of vaccines. I was having a discussion with some people later in life, or and they kind of didn't understand what the great big stink was. You know, they were raised believing, you know, vaccines are a good thing, they're a great thing. But back then, you were dealing with a couple of very simple vaccines for things like polio, measles, things like that, diseases that needed to go away. But these were vaccines that had been tested, that have been proven over time. Now they are estimating that a child starting school, about a five-year-old, by the time they reach a freshman in high school, they are looking at over 70 different shots and vaccinations. And one of the problems is how young they want to start the children. I mean, when a child is born, almost immediately they are given a hepatitis B vaccine shot, and that's proving to cause problems. They're giving these other vaccines that there's evidence that the young immune system cannot handle it and that it's causing issues. There's science that could be said to link vaccines to things like autism and learning disabilities and all kinds of different things. I mean, this is far from settled science. Of course, the state is saying, oh, it's absolutely settled science, this is all nonsense. But then again, we have vaccines that are using as a delivery system aluminum, which the government itself acknowledges is a contributing factor to loss of brain mechanics, to dementia, to Alzheimer's, to all kinds of things like this. There's other things in these vaccines that are unproven, that are untested. One of them that a lot of people have a problem with is there is actually a vaccine that includes fetal tissue from aborted fetuses. It's lung tissue that's a delivery system for the vaccine. And a lot of people have issues with that because they don't think that it's right to have their child shot full of that stuff. You know, speaking on a personal level, I myself have had my children vaccinated, but I haven't had them vaccinated with everything because I've actually, you know, we go to the doctor and the nurse just comes in with a set of needles ready to start poking my kids and kind of go, hey, what are you doing? Oh, well, they're getting a vaccine for this, 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 and this. Well, what is this, this, and this? And the nurse herself doesn't know. The doctor doesn't particularly that knowledgeable about it. They just know that they're supposed to stick your kid with this. So I went home and did research and chose what vaccines that my child would have. So I myself, I have a son that's going to be starting school here soon. I'm going to be up against it, facing it, because he hasn't had his full routine of shots that they want for him to attend school. But neither am I okay with him receiving those shots, because there is what I consider credible medical and scientific evidence that they can cause problems. So it's going to be an interesting issue for us coming up. And what this has started in the state, because they had massive protests over this vaccination thing, and the state legislature didn't even pause to consider it, didn't even sit down to negotiate or talk. They just pushed it right through, and it has caused massive recall efforts now. I believe at last count there are 9 lawmakers that have been informed of recalls. And this is kind of a perfect microcosm of what is going on in the state of California. And it's starting to come, you know, push come to shove here, people, because the state is not listening. Our elected representatives are not listening. They are not enforcing the will of the people, yet they continue to remain in power. And I think a lot of people are starting to wake up to the fact that it's time to change the dynamic. It's time to change what's going on, and that opposition is really starting to coalesce and organize in places other than the state of Jefferson. I mean, obviously the state of Jefferson is well ahead of the curve and well ahead of the game with where we are in restoring representation, but people are starting to look around and see the things that are going on and understanding that they're powerless to change it, and they're starting to understand why, and it's starting to spread nationally. It's definitely spread locally. We got the Shasta County crew. They're up in Fall River today at the air show. Mark Baird's up there. He'll be up answering questions and speaking. And they're also starting a process of something else that needs to happen in some of these counties and in a lot of different places. And it's time to put our government back under new management. It's time to put it back under management of the people. And that's something that I'll dive into here a little bit more after our first break and get into explaining that and a couple of the other things that are going on in California. And then I kind of want to touch on ideology and partisanship. So we got some interesting stuff coming up here, and we'll be back on the other side of this break.
This is Jefferson State of Mind on AM 1460 KCNR. Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Celebrate with us all month long at Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $100,000 anniversary Zoom Ball Swipe to Win. Win big cash prizes or $100,000. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Plus, earn entries all month long to increase your chances to be a contestant Fridays from 6 to 10 p.m. 10 contestants every hour. Root for the colored balls to fill the Zoom Zone and walk away a winner. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. It's better at the river. Wind River Resort and Casino has delivered by continuing the trend of bringing back what you asked for. We are excited to bring back an array of appetizing specials inside Elements Restaurant. We invite you to come in and enjoy a delicious meal. Ask your server about our daily 777 specials and our nightly dinner specials. So come in and relax as you enjoy what our new menu has to offer. Whether it is breakfast, lunch, or dinner that you crave, Elements Restaurant offers something special for everyone. Log on to WindRiver.com. Dining is better at the river.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, my name's Conley Pettimore. Same as my daddy's daddy before. You hardly ever saw granddaddy down here. They only come a town about twice a year. You buy 100 pounds of yeast and some copper line. Everybody knew that it made moonshine. Now a revenue man wanted granddaddy bad. He left a holler of everything he had. For my time, but I've been told. Come back from Copperhead Road.
Welcome back, State of Jefferson. So we're here with the Bear this morning, flying solo. The mouse had some things that she needed to take care of. And first half here, we're kind of diving into some of the things that are going on with the state of California. And we were touching on the vaccination law that's really touching off a lot of resistance among citizens and putting them into direct contest and conflict with their elected representatives. And some of the other things that are going on that are breaking news is our Attorney General office, Kamala Harris's office, has just had their second employee arrested for impersonating a peace officer. What's going on there is earlier last year, the Attorney General's office had an employee who was actually using the badge of a deceased Attorney General to harass people on her commute home and was flashing the badge out the window to try and clear people over and kind of make her commute faster, I guess. And at one point, she actually forced off the side of the road and pulled up and accosted a mother and her 15-year-old daughter, claiming to be an attorney general and making threats against her and things like that. So earlier last year, they had that employee arrested. And then recently, they just had the head of their community relations arrested because apparently he and three other guys took it upon themselves in the attorney general's office to set up their own fake police department and go around and use it to kind of shake people down and steal from them. And there's all other manner of things that were going on with that. The story's still coming out. So we have our own attorney general's office here in California that is responsible for upholding the law and enforcing the law, violating the law in the worst kind of way and abusing their power and abusing their ability and using it to basically steal from citizens. And, you know, you ask yourself, okay, well, what is the repercussions of this? What's going on? Well, both of these people are on paid administrative leave. You and I are still continuing to pay the salary for these people that committed these heinous crimes against us. And it's just the March of California is continuing to advance, is continuing to do these things. And it's like every day they're handing us the ammunition that we need to make our case for the state of Jefferson. One of the other big breaking things is the state auditor went through the California Supreme Court system and found out that there have been hundreds of millions of dollars issued in contracts and to consultants for services that have never been used by the courts. At a time that our court system is basically to the point of breaking because of the strain of the amount of cases that they have to process, they have been furloughing employees, they have had to lay employees off, they've had to terminate employees. One of the biggest problems with the rise of crime in California is the court system cannot process cases fast enough to get people into jail. So while our court system is crippled due to lack of money, the oversight of the court system has been spending hundreds of millions of dollars that could be used to expedite the court process for who knows what. They're not even sure what this money was used for, what this money was there for, why they set these programs up. And in a survey of the 58 court systems in California, the survey showed that the courts only use about 55% of the services that we're paying for. So why are these hundreds of millions of dollars not being directed to where they should be? So we really have a government that is rife with mismanagement, and people are finally starting to stand up and resist. You know, as we were talking about earlier, the vaccine thing is a big one. And one of the things that I wanted to kind of get into is we have been to 21, 22 different counties now, bringing the state of Jefferson message. We have 20 counties basically that are interested in somewhere in the process of the state of Jefferson. We've got a couple more to the south that we're not sure how they're going to go, but Amador and Calaveras County now have been kind of looking at it and the different things that they could do. But essentially in those 20 different counties, it is very easy to figure out what counties have direct representation of the people and what counties don't. And one of the things that we have heard in several different counties is this is absolutely what we need to do. The people support it, but our board of supervisors will never go for it. And we ask them all the same question. Well, if you have support of the people and the people choose the board of supervisors and your board of supervisors will not enforce the will of the people, why are they in their seats? Why do they continue to represent you if they're not really representing you? And there are some of these places that it, what it comes down to is there just needs to be a change of management. And, you know, the home county for me, Shasta County, is a prime example of mismanagement, misrepresentation of the people, the complete unwillingness to defend the citizens of Shasta County against the state of California to stand up and say no. Basically, what they do is they enable everything that California does, and they see it as their job to expedite the process and make the transitions of these laws, such as CARB, you know, the California Air Resources Board. Our county's protest was they wrote a stern letter to the California Air Resources Board. I'm sure that protest found the bottom of the round file before it ever made it to anybody's desk that mattered. But that's the extent of their willingness. Another prime example, and I'm going to continue to use Shasta County here, is the state of Jefferson. We went with hundreds of people to request a presentation before the Board of Supervisors. And the Board of Supervisors, instead of listening to the presentation, instead of considering the facts, their answer was to take a vote to not listen to the state of Jefferson and to require a majority vote to anybody to even speak about it. Now, that should upset anybody that's a citizen, whether you support the state of Jefferson or not. The fact that the representatives of the people refuse to listen to hundreds of the people and then take a vote to not even engage in the talk ought to upset you. Another perfect example of that was the geoengineering meeting. Your thoughts on geoengineering and climate modification and radiation management and all of that, it doesn't matter what you believe one way or the other, whether it's going on or not. The fact is that hundreds and thousands of citizens in this county do believe in it. They do have evidence of things that are going on, and they presented all of that to the Board of Supervisors. And again, the Board of Supervisors refused to listen. They listened to the presentation. They said they would do something about it, and then they never did. They gave lip service to the citizens and went on about their business. It is absolutely time for a change of management. It is time for our representative officials to stand for the will of the people. It's not up to our elected representatives to agree with us or disagree with us. It is up to our elected representatives to enforce the will of the people, whatever that may be. And it's not being done. It's not being done on a city level here in Shasta County. It's not being done on a county level. And in several instances, it's not being done on our state legislative level. Our own representative, Brian Daly, that represents the North State. If you look at the breakdown of the voting on the water bond that's turning into just the debacle that most people said it would, 10 of his 11 counties that he represents voted no against the water bond. The constituency overwhelmingly said, no, we do not want to pay for a boondoggle. And most of the thought process is we would happily put a bond out there and pay if we were actually going to build infrastructure. But considering that most of us are literate and could read the fine print in it, most of that money was going to go to environmental concerns and environmental justice to remove dams, to further complicate the process of building reservoirs and dams, to further restrict free commerce, to further harm our agricultural interests here in California. I mean, the water bond was a bum. And not only that, we have saddled our children and our grandchildren with $7 billion worth of debt to enforce laws that are going to cause harm and destroy the economy out from under them. But 10 out of the 11 counties that our representative represents understood that, yet he still voted for the water bond. He voted against his people and continues to do things like this because there are no repercussions to that. But I also see the dynamic of that beginning to change. So people are starting to stand up. They're starting to look around. They're starting to identify the stink in the room and figure out what they're going to do. And it's something that absolutely needs to happen. It's something that needs to be changed. And it is beginning. The process is beginning, and it's really exciting. And we in the state of Jefferson say that we're not a partisan movement. We're not Republican. We're not Democrat. We're not Libertarian. And that is absolutely true. But that doesn't mean that we're not partisan. I believe that the state of Jefferson absolutely is a partisan movement. We're just not driven by the specific ideology of a particular political party is what's going on. But to say that we're not partisan, I really think is a incorrect assessment, because we are partisan. We are partisans of the Constitution. We are partisans of independence and freedom and liberty. So anyways, that's one of the things that I want to dive into here on the other side of our break, and kind of explain my thought process behind that, and, you know, see where we go with it.
You're tuned to AM 1460 KCNR.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So pick up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Fury's breathing down your neck.
You know, it really is kind of the end of the world as we know it. If you're looking around and paying attention, I really think that generationally, politically, so on so many different levels, we are at a fork in the road. We can't go back to what we were, and that'll never be here again, no matter how much some people want it. And whatever that particularly means to people going back to the way it was, all things change. All things evolve into something different. And I think we're at one of those watershed moments here in this country. And what it really is now is, which way is this country going to go? Which way are we going? And are we comfortable with that? Are we going to fade quietly into the night and go, wow, you know, we had a good run? Or are we going to kind of reignite that American fire and go, you know what, we are the greatest people in the world. We are capable of anything that we want to do. We are the defenders of freedom and liberty and democracy, the shining light of the world. And we're going to double down on that and reestablish ourselves and lead the world into the coming centuries. Or are we going to kind of take a back seat and allow ideologies that have proven themselves as failures to allow governments that have proven themselves as failures to lead the way like we've been doing over the last 8 years? I'm not really sure that it's working and that it's really a comfortable place for most Americans. And that's kind of getting into what I wanted to talk about partisanship, because we in the State of Jefferson movement are absolutely partisans. I know a lot of people aren't comfortable with that word. A lot of people kind of shy away from it. It brings bad connotations to it. But there's nothing bad or inherently wrong with the word in itself, and it is a perfect identifier for us. I am a State of Jefferson partisan. What we are not is political ideologues. We have ideologues in our partisan movement. We have Democrats, we have Libertarians, we have Republicans, we have far right wingers, we have far left wingers. It's real interesting to get them in a room together, but they are all coming together to cooperate because they understand that we have to retake our government, and that is a partisan thing. And our partisanship is supporting of the founding ideals, supporting of freedom, liberty, the Constitution, things like that, limited government, the ability of people to be entrepreneurs, the ability of people to keep what they earn, the ability of people to commit charity, the ability of people to worship where, when, and how they believe that they should be able to. I mean, there are essential ideals that we cling to, that we hold on to, and support and want to regrow and refoster that make us partisan. And that's okay. It's the politics, it's the political ideology that is the festering wound. It's the political ideology that is the cancer killing the body. And one of the beautiful things about the State of Jefferson is, for the most part, we have our arguments amongst ourselves, but for the most part, we're able to put that away and put that aside and move ourselves in a positive direction. Unfortunately, our elected officials are not able to do the same thing in many instances. And it's time to change the dynamic on that, and we're responsible for changing that dynamic. It is time for new management. I know here in Shasta County, it's absolutely time for new management. We are going to do everything within our power to ensure that new management occurs. The process is actually starting this weekend up in Fall River. There's going to be some things we'll be talking about next week. There's going to be some announcements made. There's going to be some things that are brought forward. But we are going to take in hand our civic duty as we as partisans see it and do what is necessary to effect the change to defend ourselves. Because at this point, the partisanship of the other side, what is it really? Is they don't support liberty. They support government. They support the state. They want the state in control. They want the state dictating. They want the state managing. They want the state running things. And that is two very different sides. Okay, there's a lot of people that'll, you know, make the argument, oh, you're the two sides of the same coin. This is where the break occurs for Jefferson supporters and a lot of non-Jefferson supporters. Not all non-Jefferson supporters are ideologues of the state or not partisans of the state. You know, there's a plethora of reasons some people don't support it, but the core, the main part is because they are partisans of the state. They don't support things like the Constitution. They don't support things like freedom, independence, and liberty. They don't support you being able to keep your what you earn. They don't support the things. They are dynamically anathema to what we believe. And a lot of that is because people are afraid of liberty. They're some people are terrified of it, and they don't understand it. It brings to mind one lady in Mendocino County that said, I really like what you guys are talking about, but I am really scared that people cannot handle themselves, that we can't trust people to handle themselves, and we need the government there to manage their lives. There are people out there that believe like that and are very partisan to that belief. And it is. It's going to bring us into direct confrontation and collision. There's no avoiding it. I mean, we can talk with each other all we want, but there's not going to be moving us off the button. There's not going to be moving them off the button. And it's going to come down to a direct contest of wills. And our will for a long time was lacking, and that's over. I mean, you can look around and you can see it, that that's over, and the dynamic is changing, and we're in this fight now. And there are some things that I truly hope that we can find a middle ground on, and that we can sit down as Americans and negotiate on. But there are some fundamentals that are so far from each other, we're not going to be able to pull that off. And we need to understand that and be willing to accept it for what it is. We do have a phone call here. We've got Rob in Redding on vaccines.
Yeah, Rob. This is Bob, anyhow, Redding. And I grew up with all the polio vaccines, the diphtheria vaccines and all that. But back then, they were pretty well tested somewhat. They had a real good idea that they would be working. Now, look at America today and in the past 20, 30 years. You had seen that all this worked because polio went down, diphtheria went down, whooping cough went down, all these things we about eradicated. Now, parents don't get a lot of that. But the new vaccines that are out haven't been tested in any way. They have, like you say, aluminum. They got parts of bodies from dead people and all this. We have no idea what that's going to do and what it's going to cause to people's bodies. And this is what people are fighting against.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of preliminary evidence from early use of these vaccines that they cause problems.
Yes.
And our elected officials just want to stick their head in the sand and go, oh, that's not true, that's not true. And one of the things that we brought forward was that the main author of this bill, a Dr. Pan out of the Yolo District down by Sacramento, his biggest contributor are the three biggest contributors are the three biggest vaccine manufacturers in the country.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about.
If you look at all, watch TV, I don't care what channel you watch, whether it's Fox or anything else, how many ads do you have on TV about medications under lawsuits because they don't test them anymore? You are now the guinea pig. I mean, so if this stuff isn't tested somehow, some way, and isn't verified, how do they know it works? What are we going to do? End up with millions of people that are crippled or can't speak or can't see because of these vaccines, born with bad hearts, born with bad livers, or none at all. I mean, anything can happen.
That's absolutely correct. And that's the argument. What right does the state have to force people to do anything, let alone step into their lives medically like that?
Yeah.
I appreciate the phone call, Bob. We got to get off to our break.
Okay.
But you hit the nail on the head. That's exactly the issue.
Okay. You have a great day.
You too. And if anybody else would like to call in, it's 605-4567, and we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Summer is on us at Redding Kia with 0% financing for up to 66 months, and Kia Motors will make your first three payments for you. This summer is on us at Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue in Redding, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchase.
It's free money. 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2015 Sedonas and 2015 Fortes and Optimas, and Kia Motors will make your first three monthly payments for you. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Redding Kia wants your trade. Get more for it right now at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months, and Kia Motors will make your first three monthly payments, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, dealer document processing charges, any emission testing charges. Must finance to Kia Motors Finance for this special offer on approval of credit. Subject to prior sale, ends July 4th.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. This summer's on us at Redding Kia.
RedingKia.com.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Tell the truth. Well, it hurts to say. I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split. I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit. Ain't never coming back. But before I get to going, I got to say. I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Yeah, it hurts to say.
Yes, it does. But it is time for new management. Lover, lover, you don't treat me no good anymore. It's time to kick them out. It's time to pack their bags, throw them out the window. And if they don't want to go peacefully, light it on fire before it goes out the window. But we got to reestablish our representation. We've got to take the bull by the horns here. We've got to run people for office. We've got to get the voice of the people back, because we're losing it, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, as I was trying to lay out, there are two sides to this argument. There is partisanship, and there are the partisans that support freedom and liberty, and there are partisans that support the state. And the lines are rapidly being drawn. And as I was saying, you know, it'll be nice if we can keep it to where we can sit down and negotiate on some things, but there are some things that we are never, ever going to come together on and agree upon. But for us and the way and the people that are supportive of the Constitution, supportive of American ideals and exceptionalism and the ability to be entrepreneurs and to unleash human potential, to those of us that have great faith in the human race, and to those that don't, to those that believe that morality must be dictated, to those that believe that the government has to be there to handhold everybody because they're incapable of taking care of themselves, to those that believe that the government must dictate because because people as a whole cannot be trusted to do the right thing. I mean, that's really the fight that is building. That's the fight that we're in. And it's time to affect the changes that need to be changed. Get candidates. Run candidates. Do everything that you can to help them, because we've got to dig in. You know, a lot of the people in the state of Jefferson, we're dug in. We're all in. We're in the foxholes, and we're pushing the line forward. California, you cannot look at a better example of the failure of the state, and it's the inherent inability of the state to take care of anything, of government to do anything responsive to the will of the people in time. It grows so big and just so overpowering that it no longer cares about the people. It cares about taking care of itself. You know, California just admitted that they have another $8 billion of debt that they've been keeping off of the books. They owe the federal government $8 billion in unemployment payments. You know, we've got a governor and a legislature that's trying to tell us that it's rainbows and unicorns and the state of California is on its way back and everything is great. Well, I ask you, how many people do you know that are unemployed? When you drive around your city, are the shops empty? How many new buildings do you see being built? How many new housing developments are going up? How many manufacturing plants are going on? Tell me the economy is better. It's not true. California is failing rapidly, and anybody that wants to pay attention to that can see it without, you don't have to look hard. Okay? We have more people that are on direct payments of taxpayer money, whether it's government jobs, government retirement, public subsidies, public housing, public food stamps, all of these things. We have more people that are dependent on tax support than people are generating taxes. It does not take a large grasp of anything to understand that that is going to be a failed model, that we're going to collapse the entire thing. And these are the things that we as partisans are attempting to stop. And it's things that some of us are starting to preach active resistance to. Absolute and outright denial and refusal. And for students of history like myself and others, the United States has not been smooth in its governmental affairs for 250 years. You look at some of the things that have gone on and some of the fights that have gone on in the individual states and the government itself. I mean, we fought a civil war against our own selves over what was right and what was wrong. you look at some of the things that went on with our government, states forming their own government. A perfect example is West Virginia. When that went on, the government of West Virginia did something, and the people that of what became West Virginia was actually the House of Commons in Virginia took a vote, and the people of West Virginia said that is absolutely not representative of us, and they recalled their representatives. They disengaged from their own state government. They called their representatives back, and they found that the government of West Virginia was no longer valid, took a vote, and they separated themselves. Perfectly legal, perfectly constitutional. And how did they do it? They said, you no longer represent us. We as a free American people have a right to form a new political boundary that will represent us and to establish that representation in a means that works for our people. And they did it. They absolutely did it. But it was not under protest. I mean, the people of West Virginia actually formed their own government first after they had withdrawn. And of that government of elected representatives, they took a vote and said, yes, the government of Virginia is no longer valid here in what would become West Virginia, and declared for the split. I mean, that's pretty powerful active resistance to what was going on. And there is a history for it. There is a precedent for it of being able to redraw political lines to represent people. That's what America is about. It's gone on through our entire history. You know, to make the argument that, oh, well, you know, that just doesn't happen, and, oh, it's nonsense. It has to be a continually evolving process. And that's absolutely what is going on. As we were talking about last week, there's a couple of big decisions coming down from the Supreme Court that are challenging exactly what we've been talking about, that the government of California is unconstitutional. It's not set up in a constitutional manner. It doesn't function in a constitutional manner. It's non-representative of the people. It is non-representative of the issues of communities and districts and regions. It is not a valid government. And that is going to be discussed and taken up by the Supreme Court. And I'm no political lawyer or constitutional. Well, I guess I could say I'm a bit of a constitutional scholar. I've studied a lot of it. But if you look at the precedent, I think it's going to come down that the Supreme Court's going to find the government of California invalid. And if our own Supreme Court can find that, what is to stop us as a free people of finding the government of California invalid and forming a more perfect union, of forming a new state that is representative of us? And that's really the argument of what we're making and what we're doing and what we're accomplishing, because by violating the Constitution, by operating in the manner that California is, we're being trampled. And it's not okay. It's what we're putting a stop to. And it has, you know, one of the terms that is continuing to pop up is trickle-down tyranny. And we're experiencing that on a very basic level nowadays. I mean, we're seeing it in boards of supervisors. We're seeing it in city councils, where they are completely non-responsive to the will of the people, and they do it without fear, because people are not standing up to do anything about it. They'll show up, they'll have a couple of meetings, they'll scream at the top of their lungs, and then they go home. So I urge everybody, get involved. Do what you need to do. I know we here in Shasta County are doing that. The process is starting. And I'm telling you right now, coming soon, Shasta County is going to be under new management, and that management is going to be the management of the people. So, until next week, Jefferson, you enjoy, think about it. Which side are you?
Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds. on KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Obama is in Germany at this hour. He's attending the latest G7 meeting to discuss a broad range of issues.
A global economy that creates jobs and opportunity, maintaining a strong and prosperous European Union, forging new trade partnerships across the Atlantic, standing up to Russian aggression in Ukraine, combating threats from violent extremism to climate change.
Turkey has wrapped up a crucial parliamentary election at this hour that will determine whether ruling party lawmakers can rewrite the Constitution and bolster the powers of President Erdogan. Polls have closed, but preliminary results were not expected for another several hours. Erdogan himself is not on the ballot, but the election is effectively a referendum on him and whether or not to give him many more powers, possibly changing the democracy in that country forever.